Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Ding Dong
Gorilla.
And this story was written by Michelle Robinson and it's illustrated by Leonie Lord. And it is read today by Mommy and
Tutti.
Nice. Well, I think this one might make us giggle just a little bit. Are you ready? Okay, so in the very first picture, we see a little boy. And he says,
"You know how we ordered a pizza? A great big one with extra cheese. Well, I'm afraid I have some bad news. You see, while you were upstairs getting ready for dinner, the doorbell rang. And I thought it must be the pizza boy, so I answered it."
And in the picture, ding dong, he opens it. And who is there? Who is it?
It was definitely not the pizza boy,
he says. Well, I should think not. What is that?
Not the pizza boy.
No, it's definitely not the pizza boy. Can you tell me what kind of animal that is?
It's a gorilla.
It's a giant gorilla the size of his door.
I didn't invite the gorilla in. He just barged right past me and went straight to my toy box and dumped everything out to get at the crayons.
Okay, first of all, we do not dump out our toy box, do we?
He did lots of coloring, but he wasn't very good at staying between the lines.
And in the picture, we can see that the gorilla is actually coloring on what?
His piece of
paper. And?
His wall.
He's coloring on the wall. Now, we never do that because that is unkind, right?
But that's not the bad news,
says the little boy. Oh, I'm so concerned that things are going to get worse than having all your toys dumped out and then having someone draw on your walls. Oh, no.
When the gorilla got bored, he stomped off and watched TV and he went through all my movies. But at least he put them away afterward. Just not in the right places. And that's not the bad news either.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Are those all of his movies?
So, yeah. So it looks to me that the little boy's favorite movies were snatched up by the gorilla and he put them in the toilet and in his cereal box and in the bread basket and in the water pitcher. And I just, he put them everywhere. Now I'm pretty sure that's not where those things belong.
Next, the gorilla wanted to play dress up and I couldn't stop him. And he put on all my clothes and most of yours, too. And then he left them in a dirty pile on my bedroom floor.
What in heaven's name? Although I do think that his mom has a really cute yellow dress. But the gorilla wearing his mom's really cute yellow dress, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't like it.
You don't like it? Yeah, that looks a little strange. It's a cute yellow dress, though. I've just never seen a gorilla in one.
But even that's not such bad news. At least he washed some of them. I thought perhaps the gorilla was overexcited, so I sent him outside to get some fresh air. But when he got some fresh flowers instead, and the garden doesn't look so pretty anymore. And then the gorilla wanted to play soccer next, but it was getting dark.
Oh, dear.
So he came back inside. It wasn't me who broke the vase. or the window or the chair. And that still isn't the bad news.
Oh my goodness. So this gorilla came back inside with the soccer ball and kicked the soccer ball in the house, which is like, no, we do not kick balls in the house, right? We certainly don't play ball in the house. And he broke the vase and then cracked the window, and then it bounced off of a chair and it broke the chair's legs. This gorilla is really not a cool gorilla.
By now, the gorilla was getting really hungry and I was a bit scared, but he wasn't interested in me. He wanted to bake a chocolate cake. And he had just turned on the blender when the doorbell rang again.
Oh. I'm a little bit worried. So, first he tried to make a cake, but have you ever tried to make a cake? It's kind of hard. There's a lot of ingredients. And it looks like he's made a mess in the kitchen when, oh no.
This time it really was the pizza boy, and he looked surprised to see us, and he ran away before I could pay him, and I suppose that's quite good news, really.
Oh, no.
And the gorilla ran away when he heard you coming downstairs, and you probably won't believe that he made this mess. You're bound to blame me and send me to bed without any pizza, but the bad news is there isn't any left.
What? Are you telling me this little boy ate the entire pizza? I mean, the gorilla ate the entire pizza? I am shocked. And that's exactly what this book is telling us. Is that gorilla ate the entire pizza all by himself. Well, I tell you what, if you ever open your door to this house and there is a gorilla standing there,
immediately
never let the gorilla into the house. Rule number one. Never let a gorilla into the house.
But what happens if the gorilla is so strong it bashes the door open?
Well, then I suppose we might have a problem on our hands. Yeah, I better call for backup.
Call the police.
Yeah, call the police. There's a lost gorilla in my house. Yeah, I give you full permission to do that if a gorilla comes through the front door. Do you also think that maybe this little boy was making all of that up and he actually was the one who kicked the soccer ball, and then he actually was the one who dumped out all of his crayons, and he actually was the one who ate the whole pizza? No? You think there really was a gorilla? It was very kind of you. Because I'm sure he wouldn't do such naughty things anyways, right? All right, well, that is... You want to say it with me? The end.